Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a can't-miss go-watch-it-now recommendation for you, but first, the late-night shows talked about the ex-president's taking the coronavirus vaccine. Trevor Noah said, you might be wondering why hasn't President Trump also offered to take the vaccine with the other presidents? Because by the time the vaccines are available, he'll also be a former president. But don't forget, Trump beat corona already, so he's already immune. Also, he can't go before the other presidents because he'll take all the lollipops. Colbert said, this event will be must-see, baby. Forget about The Mandalorian. People really want to watch next year's biggest hit, someone else's doctor appointment. Colbert, President Bush, President Clinton, President Obama, put your antibodies where your mouth is. Come on my show and drop trow backstage at the Ed Sullivan Theater in my late show, Immunotabulous Ex-Presidential Jabberama, featuring physician's assistant Snoop Dogg. You're going to get the vax sizzle. Jimmy Fallon is a guest on Seth Meyers tonight. That's an interesting booking there. Okay, that strong recommendation. Stop listening to the podcast and go watch Nate on Netflix. Nate. This is Natalie Palamides special. Go watch it. Stop. You're still here. Why are you still here? Go watch Nate. I shot a note to a friend the other night, and I'm like, trust me, go watch Nate. He wrote back an hour later. Wow, that was effing amazing. I'm going to read a real quick paragraph from Vice here. Now, you notice I'm not describing Nate. It's indescribable. And if I even attempt to describe it, I will ruin your enjoyment of it. Vice wrote, when it comes to comedy specials that include, I don't want to mention that. Try not to spoil it for you. There's only one special on Netflix that can check all these boxes. Nate performed by Natalie Palamides. It feels like a cop-out that this performance must be seen, not read about. But Ira Glass also said it was hard to describe, and he's been describing things for a living for decades. Another recommendation, also on Netflix, Ari Eljorn also has a special. His is called Pardon My Icelandic. It was all right. Like, I was into him. I liked his vibe. I liked his style of comedy. It's not amazing. It's not going to make my end of the year list. But, like, if you went over to your friend's house and he's like, yo, we're going to watch Ari Eljorn's Pardon My Icelandic for an hour, you wouldn't be miserable. I'll put it that way. It's more fun than not fun. But is it amazing? All right, the Interrobang got me all ramped up this morning. Listen to this headline. Sarah Cooper and Sarah Silverman performing fundraiser show focused on Georgia runoff. Again, let me read the list to you. Sarah Cooper and Sarah Silverman, blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you what it is, and then I'll tell you my problem. This is a virtual comedy show called Riffing for the Georgia Runoffs. It's hosted by the Comedy Resistance. The fundraiser features top comedians Sarah Silverman, Dulce Sloan, Sarah Cooper, Patton Oswalt, and more names to be announced. Oh, yeah, Patton Oswalt. Let's just list him fourth. Again, the headline was Sarah Cooper and Sarah Silverman. You know Sarah Cooper. She, if you don't know who she is, she's the woman that pantomimes to Donald Trump videos on TikTok and is, you know, America's greatest comedian, probably all time. I mean, if you made the ranking now, I think most people would have it one, Sarah Cooper, two, Pryor, three, Carlin. I think that's right. That sounds right. Riffing for the Georgia Runoffs will live stream Friday, December 18th at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And you can find this on Rush Chicks. Now, the Laugh Button also covered the story, but in their headline, they had Patton Oswalt first because they're not insane and not like on this whole Sarah. All right, I'm moving on. Hi. From Japan Today. I've got like real comedy news, but I moved this one up to the top because the headline cracked me up. From Japan Today, Japanese comedian apologizes for his many multi-purpose toilet affairs. Got your attention? Earlier this year, the entertainment world was shocked when comedian Ken Watabe was caught in an extramarital affair. But what made the scandal extra juicy to the media was that he had multiple illicit rendezvous with different women and exclusively inside multi-purpose bathrooms. These kinds of restrooms are found all over public places in Japan, like government buildings and shopping centers. They are genderless and intended for individual use. And they provide a bevy of added functions as well as ample space to cater to all types of differently abled people. Have you been to Europe where they have like these public restrooms? Like after you leave, the showers come on and just they're like stainless steel, like prison cells. And you go in, you do your thing. And then when you leave, like jets come down and spray the entire room. Now, I didn't know about this. And I would like to thank my friend Dan because, you know, I was waiting outside. He went in, did his thing. And I was about to head in and he grabbed me by the waist. He's like, no. And I'm like, what? And then I didn't know because I could have gone inside and been covered in whatever they clean stainless steel toilets with. Yuck. I digress. According to reports, after hitting it off with various women that Ken Watabe met on separate occasions while out and about, rather than one of Japan's many discreet love hotels or even a regular hotel, he would arrange to meet them in a multi-purpose toilet in various Tokyo locations. There he would proceed to get it on with them, often abusing the restroom's handy shower faucet to clean up after. He would allegedly also slip them a 10,000 yen bill afterward. As the article puts it, an odd move that's equal parts considerate and insulting. I looked up as I'm recording, 10,000 yen is $96.02, ladies. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's Batteries. From HITC.com, your home for comedy news, Tom Segura left his followers worried after he shared a picture of him like with his leg in a cast kind of thing. And he wrote, thanks for all the messages. I'm moving along in recovery. These are just the issues one has when you're really, really, really strong. But like, what happened, Tom Segura? Why are you in the hospital? On Twitter, he joked, I guess I don't need my basketball shoes anymore. Fans were wondering if maybe he had injured himself playing basketball with his friend Bert Kreischer. But to end those rumors, he said, you guys, Bert didn't break my ankles. We weren't playing each other when this happened. He can barely dribble. Segura finally revealed what happened. He said, I know it sounds crazy, but it really happened. Dunking. Kreischer weighed in and said, I would argue that Segura's dunk will go down in slam dunk history and might even be the most watched dunk of all time. Tom said he will upload the video of his dunk pretty soon. Speaking of Bert Kreischer, he spoke to Maxim, who said that they listen to Bill Burr and other comedian podcasts a lot, and you hear the regret on those guys' voices of not really being able to perform and wanting to get out. Now all these legends, Jim Gaffigan, Brian Regan, etc., are coming to you, Bert Kreischer, and asking, how is the tour done? How did that feel for the first time in your career being the trailblazer? Is that fair to say? Bert Kreischer said, yeah, I mean, trailblazer is a huge word. I don't think I'm a trailblazer, but to be ahead of the curve in our industry in anything, I mean, you give all the big props to guys like Maron and Rogan for starting this podcasting thing. When you talk about podcasting, you're always going to reference them and be listening to Rogan's podcast and hear him and Colin talking about the possibility of doing shows and then hear them say, Bert's doing this. Yeah, I know he did like 700 cars the other night. Now, Colin and Joe are both my friends, but I'm huge fans of theirs and I respect them. So to hear them talking about me on Joe's podcast, it's not about, did you see his penis? Did you see him naked? It's touching and it's moving. It makes me feel amazing because that's all you really want is the respect of your peers. It may have come out really foolish. Hey, I could have done this, gotten COVID the first run, spread COVID to everyone, and everybody would have been like, Bert's an idiot. But doing it right and setting down pretty firm ground rules about not interacting with anyone, having zero contact with me and my team with everyone, making everyone wear masks, and hear those guys talk about it, have Brian Regan call me and go, hey, can I talk to you about these drive-ins? Is it cool if I do them or is that your thing? I was like, it's not my thing. I want everyone to do them. And that's your comedy news. You're going to go watch. Nate on Netflix. It's wonderful. In case you haven't picked up on this, I'm kind of bored with the American brick wall comedians. I just don't think anyone did anything interesting in 2020, COVID, etc. I'm more interested in the off the wall stuff, the international stuff. I've mentioned how much I like Andy Donna. I really appreciate what Natalie Palamides does in this special. I you gotta go watch it. All that is a lot more interesting to me than, say, I don't know, certain comedians doing the same food jokes for 15 years. Yeah, he has been doing the same act for 15 years and needs to evolve. Yeah, you know, I know why you're saying that inside monologue voice. He should thank the people who helped him build his career at SiriusXM. Okay, don't go there again. We got the point. You're mad at him because he didn't call you back. We get it. That's your comedy news for today. Subscribe on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, Sarah Cooper's got a fundraiser coming. She is the woman that pantomimes Donald Trump on TikTok.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.